with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're doing our part today. If you're just tuning in, we're trying to survive this coronavirus quarantine. And a lot of our barbecue restaurants around the state have been asked to shut their doors to do their part. And you know what? We want to do our part, too, here at the Grilling Guys. So we're connecting with a few of the places we know around the state and say, you know what? If you're in this area, check these guys out. They're transitioned from maybe a sit-down to a takeout, and we want to help them out. So who we got now, Bob?
So every week I drive to Mount Pleasant to visit Custom Heating and Plumbing, my Carrier dealer there. And I go by this place that says barbecue. It looks really cool, but it's always at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, man, one of these days I got to get in this place. So I thought, you know what, I got to just call this guy up and meet him. So on the live line right now, we have Doug Maxson from Maxson's Blue Country Barbecue. How are you?
Good morning, folks. How are you doing today?
Hey, Semper Fi, Marine.
Right on. Thank you.
So, Jop, this place is very cool. It's right on M20.
Okay.
And tell us how you got into this business, Doug.
Well, you know, as you made the Semper Fi reference, I got out of the military, retired back in 2015, and came back to Michigan, where I grew up part of my life, and decided I was going to try to venture something out of my own. So we put together a food trailer, and as, you know, kind of the common route takes you, we went from food trailer doing part-time to having a building with a takeout counter doing barbecue.
Very cool. So, hey, first of all, thank you for your service. It's times like these that we count our blessings. And we wouldn't be where we are without guys like you, so we appreciate that. But your barbecue is, you said you were in a food truck, so this takeout thing is not necessarily new to you. You grew up doing this stuff.
Well, I didn't grow up doing this stuff. I built the food. We have a trailer, which, you know, a barbecue trailer that I built when I got back here in 2015. So I didn't necessarily grow up doing food truck stuff, but I've always had a passion for cooking and any types of new cooking, any types of new food. And
especially after eating Marine Corps food.
Yeah, right? And barbecue just always had a place in my heart. Who doesn't love good barbecue?
Yep, so you food trucks are usually unique. You have a little twist on something to draw the crowd in. Tell us about your menu.
Well, we do a lot of very traditional style barbecue stuff. I consider myself a lot more of a traditionalist. I like doing the basic stuff. We do brisket, ribs, pulled pork. Some of our specialties that go over really well. We do a phenomenal pulled pork nacho, where we smoke all the vegetables for our homemade salsa verde and salsa rojo to put on our nachos. We do our mac and cheese is always super popular. We have 5 different cheeses we blend down. We do everything from scratch, so we don't go out and we don't go to the grocery store and buy stuff and come back and heat it up. Everything we do is from scratch and from the heart, and I think that's the way that everybody likes it.
Yeah, well, when you go by this place, Jop, it looks like a barbecue joint. You know, it's done up nicely on the outside. One of the cool things is you got a traffic light on your porch. Tell us what that's doing.
Well, what we did with the traffic light is I figured we're on M20. Our building is very rustic. I loved the building the first moment I saw it, which I kind of fell in love with the whole motif of it and everything. So the traffic light, what we do, especially in the summertime when we're busier, is we use it to our advantage to let people know kind of what's going on inside. Because as everybody knows with barbecue, you know, we stay up all night cooking brisket 16 to 18 hours. There's no just reheating something if we sell out too soon or, you know, we get a rush or whatever the case may be. So if we're closed, the lights just kind of flash through each other. Whenever we're open, the light flashes the green light only. And if we're sold out of food for the day and had to close down early, the red light will actually flash.
So for last call, it goes to yellow?
Yeah, exactly. We have done that before. Is if we've run out, like a lot of times we'll cook a, you know, a morning batch of food, and then we'll have, like, especially like our ribs and our chicken and things that takes 4 or 5 hours to get done. And we know we have more food coming, but we're out right now. We'll put it on yellow, just kind of let people know that we don't have it, but it'll be back pretty soon.
So how'd you figure out how to cook barbecue?
Well, my time in the military, you know, you meet people from all over, different walks of life, things of that nature. And one of my best friends is from the state of Texas. And, you know, if you know anything about barbecue, the people in Texas are pretty proud of their barbecue. So I stayed a week down there with him. I visited him, and his dad and I actually just sat the entire week, and just his dad showed me how to do briskets and pulled pork, and we did boudin and all kinds of fun
stuff. Boudin. That you're hitting a Louisiana side now. So
if I can touch on that real quick, we actually just got back from Louisiana. We flew down this last weekend, went to a boudin class at the Southern Craft and Food Museum, and got from Dan Robay, which is like one of the best boudin makers in the country, and took a boudin class. So we're actually going to start putting that homemade boudin on our menu here this summer.
So tell everybody what boudin is.
So boudin is technically, I guess you could call it a sausage, because right, it is inside of a casing. So once you put it in a casing, it is a sausage. But it's kind of more of a Southern Creole dressing that stems from ages ago, back when, you know, in the poorer parts of the country, especially down in the South, they didn't waste anything. So they take all whatever meat they can get, they put it into a sausage, put your seasonings in, but it also has some dirty rice mixed in with it.
That's how we got barbecue, baby.
Absolutely. And it comes out kind of like, it's more like a dressing, so it kind of has like a different consistency to it. But, man, when you get good boudin,
I would say it's like a spicy potato sausage.
There you go, with rice instead of potato.
But it is in a casing.
Oh, yeah. A real light casing.
And we'll also do boudin balls this summer, which will be just kind of like a fried ball of boudin.
Leave it alone, Joppy.
I'm just thinking that's what it took to fly to Louisiana in the last week.
Okay, so First of all, stop right there. It's Louisiana.
All right.
So that's awesome. So, again, it's Maxson's Blue Country Barbecue. I love it. You see the building, you'll know you're at a real barbecue joint. And Doug Maxson served our country. He's a guy that you should patronize a little bit and show him a little bit of love, because I'm sure there was a few tours in there where it was hot enough to barbecue on your Humvee hood. So we won't even go into that, but here's a place you want to check out. I had an extensive conversation yesterday, Jop, with this man, and he's doing the real deal. I want to ask you, though, what your buddy's dad said, how he said to do brisket real quick.
He was really on the low and slow method, and it's just like traditional Texas. We don't do anything more in our rubs, you know, salt, pepper, a little bit of garlic and onion, right, and just let the meat stand for itself.
Yep. And did he trim it much?
Guys down in Texas, man, if you got to put sauce on it, they're not happy.
Yeah, so did he trim it much?
He did. He just did a little bit, about like a quarter inch of fat cap on the top, and
open
then,
pit.
The ultimate, you know, argument between all barbecue guys: fat cap up or fat cap down. And here at Blue Country, we do go fat cap down. I got to say, I feel like we have better quality meat.
Absolutely,
fat cap down.
Yes. So. And did he do open pit? Was it over the coals?
No, he actually had an offset smoker,
okay,
which once I learned from him, I did kind of master. We have a offset reverse flow smoker now, which I like a little bit better for the heat consistency across the entire cooking chamber.
Right. What Jop and I have, both of those.
Right.
So appreciative of your time this morning, and we encourage everybody, if you're anywhere near Mount Pleasant, he's west of town a couple miles. It's on the south side of M20. It's called Maxson's Blue Country Barbecue. What's your website?
We go off of our Facebook page. So if you just go to Facebook and search for Maxson's Blue Country Barbecue, it'll pop up there. We do have daily specials that we go through different stuff every weekend. We have a different homemade soup every weekend. We also have some homemade corned beef and cabbage this weekend. And our soup is a sopa de ferio, which is a traditional Mexican-style noodle soup. So come out and get some, and we'll take care of you as long as we can.
All right. All Doug, right. Thanks so much for your time, and God bless, and thanks for everything you do. And we look forward to darkening your door and having some barbecue.
I'll be checking
you
out.
Thank you guys very much. We really appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
All right, coming up next, we've got a Grand Rapids tradition. A couple guys named Scott started a little barbecue place called Two Scots. We're going to get with them in just a minute. Stick with us. We'll be back.